Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the Phenology Report for the week of January 28th, 2023. My name is Daxton, and I'm your phenologist for this week. As of January 28th, Lake Superior's ice coverage is about 3%. The historical average of this time of year is 20%. With the dangerously cold wind chills this week, the ice coverage will continue to increase. The sea smoke on Lake Superior, especially in the early morning hours, looks like a billowing white clouds that reach the sky. This means that the water temperature is warmer than the air temperature. Miss Marcon's class has been taking measurements of the snow drift outside their school window for 4 weeks. Their first measurement was 4 feet 4 inches. Then it was 5 feet. Last week it was 6 feet 7 inches. And this week it remained the same at 6 feet 7 inches. On January 31st, the temperature was around negative 18 degrees below zero. This frigid temperature caused us to have limited recess time outside due to the severe cold and wind. On Thursday, February 2nd, there was cold wind chill advisory, so we did not go out at all for recess. Then on Friday, February 3rd, we had a 3-hour late start as temperatures outside were below negative 14 degrees. The wind chill during the day on Friday was valued between negative 15 degrees and negative 25 degrees, which also caused our school to have indoor recess. Groundhog Day is a popular North American tradition observed in the United States, Canada, and Australia. On February 2nd, the year the groundhog did see his shadow. When the groundhog sees his shadow, the prediction is we will have 6 more weeks of winter. Caden observed that on February 2nd, there were a lot more crows by the compost bin than there had been previously. This concludes the Phenology Report. Have a great week and be observant.